at Friday's meeting of the National Leading Group on Climate Change, Energy Conservation and Emissions Reduction, Premier Li says China will achieve its energy saving and emissions control targets set in the 12th year plan as scheduled. He said growth of energy saving and environmentally friendly industries will be targeted into the nation's broad campaign to boost mass entrepreneurship and innovation, while tough limits will be imposed on expansion of heavily polluting and energy-intensive sectors. The Premier vows that China will continue to pursue resource conservation and environment protection as a basic state policy while formulating a long-term roadmap for low-carbon development. He notes that China is committed to full, effective and sustainable implementation of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change and stands ready to work with all other parties to ensure a comprehensive, balanced and strong agreement at the upcoming Paris Conference. He adds that China will actively engage in bilateral and multilateral consultations and will in particular expand South-South cooperation on climate change. According to a statement released after the meeting, a South-South Cooperation Fund on Climate Change will be set up and China will provide capital and technological assistance within its capabilities to other developing countries, small island nations and least developed nations. China has set a target to achieve the peak of carbon dioxide emissions around 2030. The Premier says that the country will work hard to reach the peak at an even earlier date, which indicates further measures such as substantial cuts in CO2 emissions and raising the share of non-fossil fuels in primary energy consumption as well as forest stocks. Last year, China's energy consumption and carbon dioxide emissions per unit of GDP dropped by around 30% and 34% respectively compared to the levels in 2005. For CII, I'm Gui Yan.